This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. The election is not over. Here we are going into Thanksgiving. The election's still not done. Doesn't look like it's going to be done anytime soon. Definitely not today. The election's still going on. We still have at least three seats left of the House. I thought they already called Colorado's District 3 to Representative Boebert, but according to New York Times, that's still being counted. They have 95% of the votes in. We have California District 20, California District 3, California District 13. That is still, they're still tallying the votes. Those would all go Republican if the votes stand as of all of them are still leading. That would give the Republicans a little bit more of a majority of the House. Republicans already have 219 due to the Colorado seat, but New York Times is not calling that Colorado seat yet, even though I think AP News did. So they still have 218 Republicans that take control. It does take control of the House by a very slim margin. But no, the election's not done. One of you asked me this weekend, so what was the final? And, like, we don't have the final. It's still not there yet. Why? I think California, and correct me if I'm wrong, California does not allow in-person early voting, and I believe the mail-in ballots, as long as they were postmarked by November 15th, or as long as they, yeah, I think, was it November 15th, or did they have to get in by November 15th? I have to double check. Oh, yeah, they could be received by November 15th, postmarked on or before Election Day. So by November 8th, but if it took the United States Postal Service a week to get, that gave that extra week. So by November 15th, the ballot should be in. Here we are, though, about a week later, and still not all of them are counted. So that's kind of, yeah, that's where we are with that. So it is taking a long time. It sounds like all the Democratic-leaning seats have been covered. The one in Alaska, Peltola, is leading by about 60,000 votes. I don't think they called it yet, but that's definitely going to the Democrats. I don't see how that's going to flip. I think that was the race that Sarah Palin was running against. So, sorry, the election still isn't over, but for all intents and purposes, we know roughly who's going to control the House, who's going to control the Senate, and then there is going to be that runoff election with the Georgia senator candidates between Herschel Walker and, oh, my gosh. Okay, you see, this is why I got to quit eating Warnock. Right, thank you. Okay, so we'll see what happens with that. In the meantime, though, and I told you guys, the drama is going to continue because many people are asking what the hell happened. A lot of questions around what happened the day of elections in Arizona with 20 to 27% of the voting machines going down. And we're being told that Arizona's attorney general is demanding answers to the, quote, myriad problems faced by Maricopa County voters on Election Day. So Carrie Lake has refused to concede until those answers are given. Assistant Attorney General Jennifer Wright sent a letter Saturday to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office demanding explanations for the election issues before the results could be certified next week. This is being reported by Fox News. They said the Elections Integrity Unit of the Arizona's Attorney General's Office has received hundreds of complaints since Election Day pertaining to issues related to the administration of the 2020 general election in Maricopa County. These complaints go beyond pure speculation, but include firsthand witness accounts that raise concerns regarding Maricopa's lawful compliance with Arizona election law. They say Arizonans deserve a full report and accounting of the myriad problems that occurred in relation to the general election. So this is interesting. According to Maricopa County election officials, at least 60 voting locations experienced issues with their ballot on demand printers. The Assistant Attorney General is demanding an in-depth report addressing those issues, as well as the checkout procedures at each polling location and at each location's official ballot report. So the in-person voting, and this is only a generalization, seems to be more attractive to Republican voters that don't trust the mail-in ballots. Many Democrats appear to be comfortable. I don't know if they're all comfortable. I hear a lot of Democrats concerned as well. But mail-in ballot votes might be more embraced by Democratic voters, which is why these races in the last two elections seem to be leaning Republican, and then all of a sudden it starts to shift Democrat as the mail-in ballots get counted, assuming everything is completely done by the book. So when the actual, I don't know if they were Dominion or I think New Jersey had issues with their Dominion. I don't know for sure. I have to double check that. But if the people going in person on election day to make sure that their vote counted ends up, you know, having glitches, people want to know, did those still go through? And it's, again, the big problem we have here is mail-in ballots should never be a majority. They should never be massive. Mail-in ballots were always supposed to be for those, you know, thousands that couldn't get in, you know, to the state, that couldn't vote, maybe have some medical issues. There's a proxy. There's something you can do. Instead, very healthy individuals are like, all right, I'll fill out my ballot. Here you go, and I'll drop it in the mail. And now when somebody says, here's the next, you know, pile, here's the next, you know, nobody, people can't trust these. And the massive mail-in votes is what's causing a lot of concern. And especially like in my family, only two of us got our mail-in ballots. So I don't know who the other two, where the other two went, who voted for us. I voted in person, and it's, I still can't find myself on the ballot tracker. So did my vote not count? So we have some issues. And mind you, I get that sometimes a voting machine could go down. You could have a glitch. I get that. But then what should happen is you should be able to do your paper ballot. There should be a camera on it. When that gets read and followed, it could have a tracker on it. And then you could actually see in real time when that gets read, when it gets, and then the vote going in. But it's too much work, and there's too much room for error. And, you know, our elections were simpler before. But if this is going to be the new normal, we got to figure out a much better plan. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we're getting a report that 1 in 5 Ukrainians are struggling to access medicine. You know, while we are going into this COVID, flu, pneumonia wave, and there's some pretty bad weather in our neck of the woods, as well as hospitals being overrun and not enough hospital beds and not enough staff, we forget that there are other areas in the midst of war that have even less access than we do. And adding on top of that, the issues of war and Russia knocking out their power grids, and it's an absolute mess. They say right now that many fear that in the coming cold, there's going to be limited gas, limited electricity. Russia keeps pummeling Ukrainians' power supplies. And CNN is reporting that 1 out of every 5 people in Ukraine is having trouble getting access to medicine. This is being reported by Dr. Yarno Habich, the World Health Organization's representative in Ukraine. They said it's worse in Ukrainian regions occupied by Russia. One in three people there cannot get the medicine they need. The winter season obviously is, you know, hitting them, a lot of snow, and they are concerned that there's going to be a formidable challenge to the health system. Continuous attacks on the health infrastructure in Ukraine have also impacted availability of health services like medicine, COVID-19 vaccines, machinery, and hospital intensive care units. Didn't a hospital get bombed last year and there were people in it? I think there were, it was like a, there were children in a maternity ward. I mean, it's this, I'm not exactly sure what the, you know, UN is supposed to be doing or what other world leaders are supposed to be doing. But this is a humanitarian crisis already currently, but even more so in the making. And I don't, I'm not sure, you know, when this ends and what we, our role should be. And I get, we don't want to go to war with Russia. I get that. Nobody wants to go to war with Russia. But at some point, this is affecting us. This is affecting, you know, our job is to not let anything like World War II happen again or anything, you know, any genocide that, that Hitler had performed and ordered and decreed and caused to happen again. And we're seeing, we're hearing reports that of torture being done in these prisons. We're being told that Russia is going to build attack drones. They're going to work with Iran. They're going to, this is just not letting up like we need it to be. And the agency has verified, World Health Organization, that there's been 703 attacks on healthcare facilities in Ukraine since the war began. And America's kind of dealing, or we're about to be dealing with some of our own poop, so to speak. And a concern I have is when we go into this winter in America, we are not very prepared. Our hospitals are already overrun from a pediatric standpoint, and we haven't even hit Thanksgiving yet. We have a lack of enthusiasm for vaccines, the flu vaccine, the COVID vaccine, because of all the mandates and all the BS that, that government officials put people through, that now individuals who used to get their vaccine each year for flu was like, eh. I'm like, I got mine. And I got mine because I just don't want to get the flu. I'm getting older. I just don't think there's going to be a hospital bed with my name on it. And so we're not very prepared. We've never had enough hospital beds. We don't have enough hospital staff. People are going to be, you know, healthcare workers are going to get sick as well. It's really hard to work when you have the flu. When I was a student, I had to work when I had pneumonia. It was really difficult to work with patients. I had a mask on, and one of the attendings said, get that off. Get that off now. You're going to make patients nervous. And I'm like, but I have pneumonia. But it doesn't matter. So now it's the other way. You know, you get in trouble if you don't wear a mask in certain hospitals. But we're underprepared. We have medication shortages. We have a Tamiflu shortage. We have an amoxicillin shortage. I told you guys, if you think you're going to need cough and cold medication, you might want to buy it now. If there's anything you think you're going to want for the winter, you might want to get it now. There's going to be massive shortages. We already have issues with these big box stores saying, look, people are stealing stuff. So if they're stealing stuff, why should they buy more? I told you guys, I stopped supplying certain things in my office when people would steal. I mean, I can't just have a running drain. So I'm like, sorry, can't come here. People were stealing the flu shots. I'm like, I can't. I had staff even steal the flu shots and try to give them out and charge people. They got fired and one went to jail because the police caught her. And I was like, where is this person sick? She hasn't called in. Well, she's been in jail because she pretended to be Dr. Dahlia and give flu shots. I go, what? And then I look and I saw what was stolen. And I'm like, are you flipping kidding me? And I also don't think she took enough needles for the, I really hope she wasn't reusing needles. And I don't ever know what happened to her. She went through the police system. I never saw or heard from her again. So, you know, we're already at kind of at a weaker, we're going into this winter, I think, pretty vulnerable. Not to mention COVID kicked our butts. We have another COVID variant, and there's even another variant coming. We're going to be talking about that one, too. So we have these new variants. We have, thank God, an updated vaccine, but not a lot of people want to get the updated vaccine because they're kind of COVID out. We have a big push to kind of get back to our lives and travel and get out. So travel is going to be up. It's probably going to hit close to pre-pandemic numbers. If it wasn't for inflation, I think the numbers are going to be close to pre-pandemic numbers. But then if that is the case, and we have fewer flights, and we have pilot strikes, and we have labor shortages, that means you're going to be stuck on a cramped plane. You're going to be have delays. Flights are going to be canceled if they don't have enough staff. And then that's going to put you in a position that's not healthy. I think people get sick at airports all the time. You could only do so much eating airport food, not being able to sleep, not being able to shower, and having to sit next to crowds of people. I'm not a fan. And then being stuck on a plane. When I had to travel back from New York, our plane was delayed, and we were waiting and waiting, and then they said, well, we have to wait for the crew to come off the previous flight. There was, I guess, no other crew. So we waited. That plane landed. That was late. The crew comes. One of the crew members felt sick. Crew member had to call out. So they couldn't fly because they were missing one crew person. I'm like, look, I'll do the drinks. Let me do it. I will work the flight. No, obviously they wouldn't let me, but I mean, I was like, I can handle it. Let me do it. Nope. And so we had to wait for them to find somebody. This is the BS that we're going to be dealing with this week and going into the holidays. So when we are in already a vulnerable position and we have this war, and we have other countries struggling, okay, it is going to be asked that we help. And I don't blame other countries asking for us to help. But the problem with that is we're already struggling. Our border cities are overwhelmed with migrants, their medical issues. Governor Abbott is shipping migrants to other cities. Some people look at it as a political ploy. From a medical perspective, you've got to move them to where there's going to be facilities that could take them. There's only, you know, we are going to be in the midst of a major health crisis this winter because we just don't have enough facilities and infrastructure, and we're a very rich country. So imagine, you know, the BS that's going on right now with 703 medical facilities in Ukraine getting bombed, Ukraine holding the power hostage, holding the power grid hostage. It is going to affect us. And then we're going to have to take on more refugees. So, I don't know. I'm not sure what the UN is doing. The Zaporizhia power plant, that is at risk of a nuclear accident. And that's not being said by the UN or for other. This is coming out of Russia. Russia's state-run energy agency says, look, guys, Zaporizhia power plant is at risk for a nuclear accident. We are informing the world community that the plant is at risk of an accident, and it is obvious that Kyiv considers a small nuclear incident acceptable. Now, this could be, you know, some back and forth, yellow journalism and mudslinging, but on the flip side, when the people that control the plant are saying, guys, and it's, you know, this is weak, I tend to think that something's going to happen. Or maybe they realize that they're screwed, they can't manage it right, and they're going to have problems. Now, you know, I think we talked about this a while back. If I was the UN, I would get in there and control it right away. I think now they are talking about that, where they're talking about having the UN maybe provide some sort of a protective barrier or something. But, I mean, this is completely half-assed. And the last thing we need amidst a horrible winter and a horrible cough, cold, flu season, pneumonia season, heart attack season, stroke season, is threat of nuclear war. So, you know, this BS needs to stop over there. 1-877-DOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest #1 national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal help is on the way to western New York after a major snowstorm. President Biden has approved an emergency declaration following the storm that dumped several feet of snow in the Buffalo area. Orchard Park, home to the Buffalo Bills Stadium, saw 77 inches of snow. A railroad labor union is rejecting a tentative agreement, which puts a strike once again on the table.
A national rail strike looks like it's getting closer to actually happening. Smart TD has voted against the tentative agreement, and it's one of the largest railroad labor unions. Two unions, including the Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen, are set to strike on December 5th, but that is subject to change. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
President Biden took part in the 75th annual turkey pardoning ceremony at the White House on Monday. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
In 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, tis the season. Not so much tis the season for Christmas shopping, for eggnog, but tis the season for cold weather, tis the season for humidity, and tis the season for arthritis. So my knees have been aching. My hips are stiff. My back is stiff. When I get up in the morning to go pee, I am limping. My plantar fasciitis causes my feet to hurt as soon as I stretch them out first thing in the morning, you know, because that band of fascia starts to relax and contract when you sleep. And all of a sudden, I step on my feet to go to the potty and trip over the cats, and it's like, ow! But I get through that. By the time I finish peeing, my feet are fine, but my knees and my hips, and it's cold, and it's... Well, one thing that many people do, and I've always been confused by this, is when they have arthritis pain, they go and hit the NSAIDs. They go and hit the Motrin or the Naproxen, the Aleve, and they take the anti-inflammatory. And I'm like, okay, I get that it's anti-inflammatory, but I wonder if there could be a paradoxical effect or a negative effect where you could be making it worse. So when somebody had pain and arthritis pain, I would give them some of the anti-inflammatories, but gingerly, because chronic anti-inflammatory use could hurt your kidneys, could hurt your heart, cause heart failure, could cause stomach upset, GI upset. So I wasn't a fan of chronic anti-inflammatory use. But, you know, remember, that's what kind of spurned, you know, a shift from people off the NSAIDs to then the painkillers, and painkillers started to become more and more used, even though I really think the opioid crisis is more from the illegal drugs. But, yeah, pain prescriptions went up because we had to protect the kidneys. But the concept of you need anti-inflammatories to slow down your arthritis was a little bit weak in my eyes in terms of the science. Because, remember I told you guys I have a little bit of a problem with, you know, low-grade fevers being knocked out with Tylenol or Motrin or acetaminophen and anti-inflammatories. Because like, well, oh, yeah, you know, they got a fever of 99 or 100. Let's knock the fever out. And I'm like, I think the fever is a health benefit. The fever is a reaction, and there's a benefit to trying to limit the virus or the pathogen. So you almost need the heat. Super high fevers, I get it. I don't want anybody jumping from 99 to 103 and going into a febrile seizure. I don't want children not eating, becoming dehydrated. So I get why we might use them more in children, but the average adult really doesn't need to lower their flipping fever if it's mild. Well, what about the concept of our arthritis, our knees and our hips and our shoulder? Do we need to be popping the anti-inflammatories? What if you're having a little bit of pain reminds you that you have issues? What if the reason why you're swelling, that always confused me. When you have a swollen joint, when you sprain your knee or sprain your ankle, a lot of inflammatory fluid comes in there. So you limit your range of motion so it can try to heal it or protect it. Well, we do the rice, the rest, the ice, the compression, and the elevation. We don't necessarily do RICE-a anti-inflammatories, but everybody's hitting the anti-inflammatories. They go, well, I got to get the swelling down. Well, yeah, you could get the swelling down naturally because the dependent edema could make the swelling worse, but what if the swelling is protective? So we have a study that has come out, which is no surprise to me, but it apparently is making some big headlines, that these pain relievers may actually worsen your inflammation. Being that 32 million adults in America have osteoarthritis, it's got to be more than 32 million, 500 million people worldwide. The osteoarthritis, we're talking about the osteoarthritis. We're not necessarily talking about gouty arthritis, other inflammatory arthritis, septic arthritis. We're not talking about that. Arthritis means arth, joint, itis, inflammation, like tonsillitis, inflammation of the tonsils, arthritis, inflammation of your arth or your joints. We're talking about osteoarthritis. And the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used over and over again. They're over the counter. And the physicians that are looking at this, I don't know if I know what medical center they're from. It looks like, I think, UCSF, University of California, San Francisco. Joanna Lutjens, postdoctoral scholar at the Department of Radiology and Biomedical Imaging, wanted to look at the association between NSAID use and the synovitis, or the inflammation of the synovial, the joint, and the body's response to it. And they said synovitis mediates development and progression of osteoarthritis and may be a therapeutic target. So the goal of their study was to analyze whether these treatments influences the development or progression of synovitis and whether these cartilage imaging biomarkers would reflect changes based on NSAID treatment. So they want to basically see, is it helping? Is it worse? Is it interfering with the process? So they did, they took about 277 participants from one cohort, compared it with 793 control participants, used MRIs, looked at cartilage thickness, composition. First, the results show no long-term benefit of NSAID use. Joint inflammation and cartilage quality were actually worse at baseline in the participants taking NSAIDs compared to the control group and worsened at four-year follow-up. So that showed there were no protective mechanisms. This is just one study. No protective mechanisms from NSAIDs in reducing inflammation or slowing down the progression of osteoarthritis. The use of it has been frequently propagated, but maybe should be revisited. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So maybe it's because we are screwing with a body's function to help protect the joint and try to heal it the best way it can. Maybe we need a little bit of inflammation. Now, the only reason why I have not been a huge critic about using NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, for joint issues is I want you to use the joint if you still can. One of the best cures for osteoarthritis is to still stay active. The worst thing you could do is say, you know what, I'm going to skip my workout. My hips are sore. My knees are sore. I still go out there and work out. And I notice I feel better. I notice that while I might not be able to run like I used to. I might not be able to do the incline. My knees are kind of shot, so I can't do the incline I used to. So I've had to lower the incline so my knees don't hurt. But if your joints don't necessarily hurt while working out, that means you might be getting a benefit from still exercising. You and your doctor need to figure out what you can do and, you know, what could be the original pathology. If you're bone on bone, cartilage on cartilage, you might even need a knee replacement. Or you've got Synvisc, the hyaluronic acid, to kind of give it a buffer. But if you have a little bit of meniscal fraying, you have some joint wear and tear, exercise is still one of the best things you could do. The reasoning behind the anti-inflammatory medication is some physicians, and they still believe this, is the inflammation could also be hurting the joints. And the chronic inflammatory mediators in there could make the inflammation worse. I get that. So I still think there could be a role. But when you look long term at people popping these pills, and their arthritis may even be worse than those who actually are, you know, that didn't take it, it starts to make you wonder if maybe we're doing too much. Our bodies were designed brilliantly. Now, some of our bodies have issues. Some of our bodies, we need thyroid medication or we need insulin. Some of our bodies have some issues that we need modern medicine to do, to improve on and to keep us alive. But, you know, quit trying to stomp out a mild fever. You know, if you have some sniffles and you're sneezing with a cold, don't try to stop the sneezing altogether. Let it get that virus out for a day or two. You know, if you have diarrhea after eating something bad, let it get out. If you're going to get dehydrated, then take a medication. But day one, maybe try to get that virus out. So our body has a plan sometimes. 1-877-DOCTOR.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOGADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOGADALI, or you could email us at drdahlia.com or on Facebook and Twitter. So Chris writes, Dr. D, can ibuprofen be problematic for my gout too? During gout attacks, oh, that's my answer to him because I wrote, he said, I pop at least 400 milligrams of ibuprofen when I get gout attacks. So I wrote back and I told him, I think it's imperative to get you walking again. Gout is where you get these uric acid crystals that supersaturate, get to a level where they crystallize. And in chemistry, I don't know if you remember, you would have a solution of something and then you would add a salt to it and nothing would happen. The salt looked like it dissolved. Then you would add a little bit more of a salt. And then all of a sudden you would hit a level. I think it was called the supersaturation level. And then boom. It would crystallize. And you're like, dang. And there was a certain volume or a certain amount or mass that needed to be hit in order to make the crystals. That's kind of what uric acid does in our joints. And I believe, my theory has always been, gout will hit the joints that you've injured more, especially the peripheral ones. So, like, my grandfather had gouty arthritis, but he was a football player. And it seemed to hit the joints that he injured really badly in football. So I think the gout will find a weak joint in the body, knees, toes. And our knees and toes get a lot of wear and tear, and especially toes, and then it'll crystallize in the joint. I think there is also more of a science why the big toe is one of the, you know, biggest draws for gout attacks, but there could also be the dependency with gravity. There's a lot of reasons that could play into it. So when you get a gout attack, the reason why you know it's a gout attack as opposed to some other arthritis is when you wake up, you cannot let anything touch that body part. So if it's a toe, you don't even want to put on a sock. It is so tender. And you limp. If it's your knee, you could be in a lot of trouble. You could get uric acid deposition in a bunch of places, but usually toes and knees are the biggest culprits. And so in terms of anti-inflammatories, sometimes we use steroids, sometimes we use colchicine. It is so important to get you out of that attack because it's more risky for you to be in pain, not able to walk. You start to hobble around, then you compensate, and it messes your whole balance. It hurts your other foot and hips and back and axis. And so I'm of the belief that if you are in pain, you have got to control that pain. And you have got to control that swelling if it's limiting you from a normal life. Now, for me, I eventually am going to need knee surgery and hip surgery. And my knees are achy right now. My hips are achy. But I'm not taking any anti-inflammatories. I'm fine. It doesn't bother me that much. I could burn through it. Plus, it reminds me that the pain is telling you how far you can go and how far you can't. And so when I sit a certain way and then my knee hurts, I'll move it, and then it's not as inflamed. But if I'm taking pain medication, I may not think, I may be a little bit more numb to it. And that study that found that anti-inflammatories could possibly put people at higher risk of arthritis, one of the reasonings is you're not listening to your body when your body hurts. If your body hurts, that means there's something going on. So, again, I'm mixed with it. It's a fascinating study. It's something I've always suspected that we might be overdoing it. But, you know, keep those questions coming. But for gout, I don't mess around. You need to get treatment for that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're being told that there is a soil fungus that is causing lung infections, and we're starting to see it in every state. But many doctors aren't thinking about it. And it is the histoplasma-causing fungus. They say doctors may be relying on outdated risk maps and missing the diagnosis. So according to the CDC, histoplasma, or histo, is found in the soil of central and eastern United States, primarily Ohio and the Mississippi River valleys, and the assumption is based on research from the 1950s and 1960s. But the thing is these spores could be throughout the United States. So when somebody, like, I don't see a lot of histoplasmosis in Nevada, but we can't be relying on maps from the 1950s and 1960s. When a person breathes in spores of the fungus, they could contract the infection called histoplasmosis. Dr. Andre Speck, an associate professor of medicine at Washington University in St. Louis, said, every few weeks I get a call from a doctor in the Boston area, a different doctor every time about a case they can't solve. They always start by saying we don't have histo here, but it really looks like histo. You guys call me all the time about this. You do have histo. Yeah, I don't think histoplasmosis is just unique to one part of the country. I think we have it everywhere. And keep in mind also, now that we have a flood of people from other countries, the makeup, the pathogen makeup is going to change. I be prepared for multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. There's a lot of that in other countries that's coming across the border. These are things that we need to be prepared for in America. So lead author Patrick Mazzi, a clinical fellow in infectious disease, looked at 45 million Medicare beneficiaries extending from 2007 to 2016, and they looked at histoplasmosis, coccidiomycosis, and blastomycosis. Histo is the most common, and they it causes illnesses in at least one county in 48 of the 50 states, including D.C. The other ones were more prevalent in half of the states. And so they said that it is more common than people realize. The article Gizmodo suggested climate change could be driving the spread, but there's a whole bunch of things. Climate's always changing, so that could be. It could also be more individuals are moving, migrating. And I also think that we have a lot of people who are more immunocompromised, and these fungi are getting smarter. Now, the reason why this is a big deal is we have individuals calling telemedicine for antibiotics for their cough. They go, I've been over my COVID, I still have my cough, and the cough won't stop. Or I've had people saying I've had a cough for 2 to 3 months. And I go, has your doctor collected your sputum and sent it to a lab yet? Did you kind of cough in a cup? No. Why not? Well, they gave me antibiotics, and the antibiotics didn't work. Why aren't we doing the tests? You know, I live in Southwest Nevada. Southwest United States. And in the Southwest, we have Valley Fever. And again, a fungus that can cause chronic cough. So if you have cough, fever, chest pain, body aches, fatigue, it could be flu. It could be COVID. But it could also be histoplasmosis. It could be Valley Fever. It could be a bunch of things. Now, with histo, symptoms appear within 3 to 5 days after exposure. Most symptoms will go away within a month, but if it spreads from the person's lungs, the illness can be very severe. Could also require months of treatment. We don't have a lot of antifungals. We have some, but we don't have a lot. Now, how do you get it? Well, you could get histo from disrupting the soil, like farming, landscaping, construction, if you're inside caves, if you work in basements or attics. If you pick up these spores, they could then enter the body. And so kick it up. So they say it's important for the medical community to realize these fungi are essentially everywhere these days, and we need to take them seriously and consider them in considering diagnoses. Any chronic cough should have a chest x-ray to make sure we're not looking at a cancer, and they should have a culture, a sputum culture. We could look for bacteria, and we could look for fungi. And I understand that, oh, well, when you order the test, it costs the insurance company money. Well, I think it costs the insurance company money when you keep on taking a bunch of antibiotics for cough that's not going away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.